Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 1.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 122.
And while I go pick out a podcast, why don't you take just a quick second and listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right. Number one is the arts category. Show number 122 is the Cantina Cast, Star Wars Discussion. The Cantina Cast is all about thought-provoking Star Wars discussion. I'm just going to let that sit there for a second. From the character dissection series to scene and quote analysis, we cover the sequels, prequels, and the originals, not to mention Star Wars novels, comics, and video games. So these guys and gals, whoever it is, because, well, they didn't put their name in the author field, their website is thecantinacast.com, but right now it's down. And every description of every episode starts with thought-provoking Star Wars talk. Like, today we're going to listen to episode number 225, the Jedi novelization. It's an hour and 20 minutes long, and it's weekly, but every description starts with thought-provoking Star Wars talk. So that's the joy. And I'm sure if you look at some of my stuff, it's like, today we talk about such and such. So this is episode number 225. And as the old saying goes, it goes a little something like a dees. So the question is it going to start with Darth Vader's theme? Is it going to start with the wacky cantina music? Is it going to start with the whole I'm trying to figure out what cliche they're going to start with. Hopefully they prove me wrong. Here we go. It's not the cantina music.
You're listening to the Cantina Cast, your home for thought-provoking Star Wars talk. Join Mike and Albert each week as they break down the latest news, trailers, movies, and of course, all your favorite characters from a galaxy far, far away.
I'm so loving the accent. Of course. Hey, little Mikey Dudos.
Hello and welcome to episode 225, The Last Jedi Expanded Novelization Edition thing. I don't know, some long name we're going to name this, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. Albert, how are you? What's going on?
Hello. Hey, doing well.
Great audio quality. Really good.
And finally getting to talk about the novel because, you know, we were waiting for this thing well before the movie came out just because we knew it was coming out later and we wondered if there was going to be any surprises or nuggets. And I think we got a few in there. So, yeah, it's fun to finally talk about it.
All right. Almost a tease.
And, of course, we are joined by Jonesy. Jonesy, say hello.
Hello, fine people.
Oh, wow. That's very classy of you, sir.
Gentlemen.
Well yeah, when I'm carrying around Albert's luggage from place to place, you have to know your role. So
that's right.
Oh, well, there you go. Very good. Anyway. All right. A little bit of news. Not much. All right. This won't take too much of our time, but it's been confirmed. And I'm mentioning this one for a plug for Albert. And because I like Ready Player One and I like Star Wars, as we know, although some of you question that these last few months. But anyway, Star Wars is in Ready Player One, which we discussed on The Basement in episode 2, Albert. So you must be excited because initially it was, no, it's not in there. And I was a little disappointed in a sense, but I understood why it wouldn't, you know, with the IP and all that other stuff, that the legal stuff that goes on there. But considering that this is like the giant franchise and it took in the 80s, it was such a big cultural phenomenon. It still is. You know, you would think that there's got to be some kind of a Easter egg or some kind of nod. And there is, and I'm happy about that. So yeah, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I'm very happy.
And I know what you're thinking. Dave, a strike? Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of things I really liked about this show. I love the fact that there was nobody going, there was no cliches. Kudos on that. You almost got a horse whinny, but then you go to introduce the show. Today we're talking about the novel. I don't know what we're calling it, whatever. Look, you're 6 seconds in. Stop it. Start the show over and get the name right. And then it's really easy when you have a panel like today, we're going to talk about the novelization of The Last Jedi. Joining me is my awesome panel. Hey, I'm Steve. I'm Brett. I'm Tony. I'm Tony Tutos. And then that's it. We just need to know who everybody sounds like so we know who's talking when they say something like that. Instead, we go, oh, and Brett, welcome to the show. And Brett's like, hello? Yeah, I'm here. It's cold. No, just throw it to the people. Let it. That's why we're introducing people, so we can put a name with that. The other thing that was good about this is you guys got in like deep into the woods to where I had no idea what you're talking about, and inside my head I heard this.
Get those nerds!
Nerd!
Nerd!
So like I say, you were this close to getting the Winnie, but I was like, ah, you know what? That the introducing of the panel was just lame and could just be so polished up, so easy. And get the name of your show at the beginning. I kind of almost did. That didn't bug me because you just kind of like blew it off and it had like personality to it. So that originally wasn't a strike. Like I say, I was right on the fence with this one. I'm like, because I think this is probably a good show. I mean, these guys really are into Star Wars. And so if you're a Star Wars fan, again, the website is the Cantina, thecantinacast.com. There's something wrong with your website right now. And I'll put links to them out in into iTunes, out of the show notes at podcastrodeoshow.com. Which, while you're there at podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. You can have your show right here. Want more of an interview, kind of a review? Check out podcastreviewshow.com. And if you have any comments on this particular episode, I'd love to hear it. The phone number is 888-563-3228. If you're listening on your phone, swipe over and look at the show notes, and you can click and leave your comments. And I'll play it at the end of the show, so be sure to mention your website. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.